What's all the PMS with Coach G? It's positively motivating sisters with purpose, meaning, style. Are you ready for positive conversations inspiring you to your next level? Do you need motivation to get you growing? Are you a sister, woman, leader, boss, mom, wife, female, her, she? I think you know what I mean. Are you seeking purpose in your life? Do you know the meaning for which you stand? Do you know your style is your unique authenticator? If you answered yes to any one of these questions, this podcast is designed with you in mind, which embodies the whole you, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually. Sisters, we are on a journey in connecting you from where you are to your what's next with purpose, meaning, style, and it all starts with you. Hi, this is Coach G, your chief PMS cheerleader, motivating and empowering you to win in your personal and professional life, your connector, guiding you and bridging the gap from where you are to your what's next. I am your leadership and growth coach, strategist, empowerment speaker, best-selling author, mom, wife, Christian, and I get to serve you in doing what I am passionate about, you. Sisters, we are on a journey for you living your life on purpose, for purpose, with purpose, meaning, style. Thank you as you listen in, as you continue to listen in, as you continue to show up and share this podcast, follow, comment, like, and all of that. All of that is great support, and I so appreciate you. But you know what? There's also another way you can support this show, and that's with the monetary contribution, where we can consistently show up empowering you and other women on their personal and professional growth journey. And that's through education, inspiration, and elevation. Go to the show description, touch the link, support the show, and you know what? Make that contribution. And that speaks volume in you saying you stand in support of blessing this podcast so we can keep growing through the conversations we have here in this space. We are in episode 108, Mindset Matters, creating the life you desire in a big way. You know what? Because your mindset matters. Would you agree with that? Do you have a made-up mindset? You know, in other words, is your mind made up that you will not accept any less than greater in you allowing the transformation to happen, creating the life you were made and designed for? One thing we know is we are growing into better versions of ourselves. And that's something, too, I want to celebrate you for, because when you show up and you listen here, you're saying, first of all, you matter. Second, you want to grow. You're intentional about growing. And you're going to take steps and actions to do that so you can evolve, so you can transform. So let's get this conversation set. And I'm going to say this word, big. In Dr. Seuss' book, you know, all those famous Dr. Seuss books. I remember, you know, growing up, listening to it. We probably even read it to our children, if you have children. And it's a quote or saying that was said, oh, the things you can think, you know, think left and think right and think low and think high. Oh, the things you can think up if only you try. What are your thoughts? Joyce Meyer, she's even quoted, where the mind goes, the man follows. Henry Ford states, the man who thinks he can and the man who thinks he can't, you know what? That's woman too, okay? Are both right. So if you think you can, you're right. If you think you can, you're right. Which one are you? Then there's a Proverbs 23:7 that says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But as we hear a few of those quotes or statements, do you realize you have a choice? You can choose a growth or fixed mindset, positive or negative, good or bad. What's the difference? Let's talk about the battle of the fittest, okay? What fits you?
According to Dr. Dweck, there are two types of mindsets. We said growth mindset. That growth mindset analyzes mistakes, accepts challenges. They have the ability to learn new things. So they take on that mindset of the ability to learn new things and inspired by others' success. The fixed mindset has an unchangeable aptitude or tendency. They avoid challenges, avoid failure, and give up easily. Well, I'm going to say this. If you're listening in, I'm saying you have a growth mindset because we're all about growth here, right? And that growth starts with you. And so I love the fact that I get to come to this space, come in this space, and talk about ways we can grow, those growth opportunities, because even in that, we're winning. And I'm all about winning, empowering you to win in your life and business. And so, but that starts with you. That growth starts with you. So let's go ahead and let's talk about, how we're going to grow our minds in this made up, creating this life we desire in a big way, because your mindset matters. So, oh my gosh, it was a while back, maybe, a year ago. I'm gonna say that I shared a post, and the quote was, "Your mindset is your makeup." So I had this thought, what is your makeup mindset? So it always starts with you identifying where you are. So stay with me as I talk about this. So when we talk about makeup, and I'm literally talking about makeup, there are those different applications where when you wear makeup, So we're talking about your makeup mindset. I want you to listen to this and say, which one do you identify with? The primer mindset. The primer mindset is no one notices me. Okay? Is that you? The foundation mindset says, I am enhancing things in my life by choosing what helps me grow. The concealer mindset says, I'd rather cover my imperfections, leave my life as is. And then the last one is the highlighter mindset that says, I am important and I invest in myself. Now you're probably saying, okay, wait a minute, Coach G, I think I'm two of those. I see myself in both of those, and that's okay. Or you may just identify with one, but the question is, which one do you identify with? So now that we've set that stage, let's go ahead and move into our next act, actions or steps or growth tips that I want to share that we're going to say, because we're saying your mindset matters. But we're going to talk about creating the life you desire in a big way, using that acronym. I love acronyms. If you listen, you listening, I'll give you a word, and we actually hear those tips from that word. I just feels like believe that it helps us retain and remember as we're navigating on our journey. So here we go. Let's start big, right? It's big, right? So you get to believe. That's the B. You get to believe where you're going is not determined by where you are. As I talked about those quotes from Joyce Meyer and Henry Ford and Dr. Seuss, they did not allow where they were determined by where they were going to stop them. I'm sure at some point they didn't know, but they began to believe something was bigger than where they were. If you know a little bit about Dr. Seuss' story, his first book, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, was rejected by 27 different publishers. Did you hear that? 27 different publishers. However, his big, he did not stop submitting his work until a publisher could see his vision. And we know his books all too well, Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham. Oh, the things you can think, right? Think right, think left. And then there's Joyce Meyer. She was sexually, mentally, emotionally, and verbally abused by her father as a little girl, up until she left home at the age of 18. However, her big, she is a pastor, American Bible teacher, motivational speaker, teaching others how to deal with thousands of thoughts that people think every day and how to focus the mind the way God thinks. Do you hear that? She didn't stop. And then we talk about Henry Ford. Okay, you may have that Ford that you're driving in today, or maybe you've had a Ford before, but Henry Ford had several failed automotive companies. People ridiculed him for thinking his ideas would work. He would find himself broke time and time again. But each time he would get back up and keep trying. He was willing to risk everything to change the world with the vision of automobiles for the masses. And we know he achieved it, right? So, can we say their makeup mindset identifies with the foundation and highlighter mindset? That mindset that says, I'm going to enhance things in my life by choosing what will help me grow. And you know what? When you grow, you help grow others. You help pour into others. And knowing they were important and were willing to invest in themselves and follow their dreams because they knew something was bigger than them. So the question I have for you is, what are you believing? Do you believe you can have what you desire? What is your vision? We often come in this space and we talk about what you believe. We talk about vision. But the thing is, you can believe it, you can have the vision, but you know what? What happens with that? You have to put some things in action, or you get to put some things in action. So I have a growth action for you. And often in any of my coaching sessions, workshops, or one-on-one coachings, I always talk about a growth to action. So I have a few for you, but I have a growth to action. The first one for you is design a picture of your ideal life. Even in Habakkuk 2 and 2, it says, write the vision, make it plain. Though it may tarry, it will surely come to pass. In other words, you can put it there. And there are some challenges that we will encounter along our journey. But how are you challenging the big inside of you? You know, we talked about, man, I believe we even talked about it last week, and we talked about that several times when we talk about vision. Create that vision board, create a vision, see it, write it, speak it, and believe it. And know, you know, it's just the beginning of somewhere to start and just see where you want to be. Don't focus on where you are. Now, there are things we learn from the state of what we're in, but we don't define ourselves by the conditions that we're in. We just talked about it. Listen to the story Joyce Meyer. Listen to Dr. Seuss. Listen to Henry Ford, those stories. And there's so million more stories we can hear, and maybe your own story. And then that other one is intentionally moving on purpose. That's the I. You have to be intentional. You get to be intentional. So how can you be intentional in taking those actions? You know, get on track, set some accountability, set some direction for yourself, set the tone and temperature of your thoughts. And that kind of goes into those questions of, does your current actions align with what you desire? Okay, get on track. Yes, we're going to fall off track sometimes. No, we will not forget that. We're not in fairy tale land. Are you setting a time frame for your goals? See, that's that accountability. Who are you telling, hey, I'm going to do this next week? Make sure I'm going to check back in with you. How can you keep yourself? You know what? As much as we want to keep ourselves accountable, we need accountability partners. And then what is your focus? That's how you kind of set that direction. You know, we talked about podcast episodes before about those distractions, how to minimize those distractions. And then what are the first five things you do in the morning? That's going to set your tone and a temperature in your thoughts. And according to the IDC research report, within the first 15 minutes of waking up, four out of five smartphone users are checking their phones. You know, among these people, they're checking, you're checking our phone. Is that you? Are you that four out of five? So that's nearly 80% reach for their phone before they do anything else. And so doctors actually report immediately checking your phone as soon as you wake up can start your day off in a way which can increase stress. and leave you feeling overwhelmed. You're already feeling overwhelmed before you even put your foot on the floor. Is that you? These are those habits, but we can create new habits to transform, our lives. That's why we're here to create those habits in reaching our success story, right? So here's a growth to action for you. Track your entire day for a week. How you spend your time, what are you doing, the time you spent. Again, if we were in a workshop or even that one-on-one signature coaching or group coaching, we would take time to track and discuss that so we can see where you are. What you'll actually be able to identify and see and be aware of, man, I spend too much time in the television, watching television. That's just an example. Then that last one is giving gratitude. That's the G. We often talk about gratitude. Yes, I'm going to talk about it, and I will never stop talking about gratitude. So I'm going to say yes. The simple action of gratitude is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. Gratitude. Gratitude precedes the miracle. We all desire that, right? Ways to give gratitude. That goes back to just speaking it out, writing in a journal, acting. I always talk about a gratitude journal. It's actually, you can even when you do that, just experience blessings that through that as you're writing. It also reduces that sense of stress you may feel. So your growth to action here is as soon as you open your eyes each morning, I challenge you to speak three things you are grateful for. Just wake up and just say, I am grateful this morning, man, that I opened my eyes, that I feel the breeze. I feel the breeze on my skin. I'm able to hear simple things. Simple ways of appreciating and being grateful for. And that's why I'm so grateful when you come in this space. I'm so grateful that I get to share growth opportunities with you personally and professionally. So no matter where you are on your journey, you don't have to do it alone. And that means that we can go far together. I've been talking about this statement. If you want to go fast, do it alone. If you want to go far, do it together. Man, we get to do it together. And one of those ways is inviting you into a community where you get to focus and be intentional in your personal and professional growth, because that growth starts with you. And that start is just making the decision to do it. I invite you into this community where the doors are open, they're wide open. Step into it. It's Queens Court Society School of Growth membership, where you can shift your focus. We help each other in this community. You can ask for help and keep yourself accountable. We talked about that accountability, and continue to embrace the new ways and the transformation of, creating habits for your success story. And you get to choose to own your brilliance, braveness, and branding. And so I invite you to be a part of this growing community. What do you have to do? Just go to the show description, see that link, Queens Court Society. Join in, come into this community so we can grow together. Or maybe you're at a point where you're just saying, you know what, I need some one-on-one coaching. What did I just say? If we were in that signature coaching, we're gonna identify where you are. What's next for you? What is that next for you? Where are you right now? First, let's see where you are right now, because sometimes it's things that lie much deeper before we can even move forward. What's really holding you back? Let's identify what those growth gaps are. Or maybe that's a group coaching. You have a group and we get to come together in a workshop and just identify those areas of development that we can grow as a leader and as a team. And so all of that, go to the show description, touch the link, contact, and get ready to take that next step. go to the website gstylecoaching.com. You can go there as well, touch the contact tab, and you know what? Keep listening, keep sharing, share the love with other sisters, share it with the group that you believe will benefit and be blessed by this podcast. Because you know what? Your mindset matters, but your voice matters too. And so, your voice, when you share comments, when you listen, when you rate this podcast, all of that carries weight. That is you making your voice being known because it increases our visibility and reach. And I want to thank you. Gratitude. Thank you in advance as you continue to support this show, as you continue to share the love. And in saying all of that, until next time, sisters, let's keep growing because it all starts with you.